Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the shadows of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage from the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for about 5 minutes. So let's grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. Today's reading, we read Exodus 6, Luke 9, Job 23, and 1 Corinthians 10. Today, as we read in Luke, we see Luke's rendition of a conversation, which we'd already read prior, a conversation between the disciples and Jesus. Jesus predicts his death for the disciples, and they don't quite get it. And it seems like there was an awkward moment or two, and then they break out into a dispute about who would be the greatest, right? They love talking about who's going to be the greatest, who's going to sit next to who. And I'm tempted to hold the disciples in contempt as they stand in the presence of the most humble servant master and fight about their own excellence and greatness. I say tempted because how often do we in the church end up in the same type of scenarios? Maybe evaluating greatness based on our preaching or other giftings or our church size or whatever else is simply a manifestation of God's grace on the church through us. We are no better and likely much worse. But here in Luke, we now see then Jesus similarly to what we read in Matthew 18, as we discussed in day 18's episode, he pulls out the most obvious humbling metaphor and he points to a child, the least among them. And he said, "Greatness is to receive this child in my name, and in doing so, you receive me." He once again aligns himself, identifies with the lowest, like we discussed in day 25's episode, flipping their concept of greatness on its head. The response, though, that John gives, it almost seems like a total change of subject, almost as if he's embarrassed by the rebuke of sorts from Jesus, but it actually is continuing to demonstrate the same issue Jesus just addressed. It's one of a need for greater humility. So John's response is like, oh yeah. So speaking of things done in your name, you know, somebody was casting out demons in your name and we told him to stop because he wasn't one of us. John is saying it almost like he's looking for a pat on the back for protecting the sanctity of Jesus's name. But Jesus corrects him saying, the one who is not against you is for you. This statement challenges me greatly, especially as I dive into it deeper. He's saying that just because he's not in the relational spectrum with me that you can see and understand, doesn't mean he's not building the kingdom as well. The word says that we shall know those who are his by their fruit. Yo, this guy's got fruit, y'all. He's casting out demons and not in his own name or not in the name of anything else under heaven, but in the name of Jesus. So to look at him and say, well, he doesn't go to my church or he doesn't even do church the way that I think is real, or I don't even think that man has a church. Like, that's actually the arrogant position that Jesus is correcting in his disciples and I believe in us right now. It is a position that actually goes against Jesus's high priestly prayer in John 17, verses 20 through 21. Jesus prays this, "I do not ask for these alone," and he's talking about the disciples. "I'm not praying just for them, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one. Just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me." He's talking about the need for unity. And it's our unity that will demonstrate to the watching world that Jesus is real and that Jesus is truly sent by God the Father to demonstrate his love to us on earth. So, though we may not see that they follow Jesus alongside us, or in the same or just similar ways. Where there is agreement with the power of Jesus' name and who Jesus is in our lives, may we look and see a brother or a sister and not an enemy to be stopped. Where pride will cause greater disputes and dissension, as seen amongst even the disciples here, the humble seek unity. Let us get God's help today to continually be found in that number. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you remind us that it is the humble that will be receiving you. It is the meek that will receive your kingdom, Lord God. Help us to not chase after our own greatness. Help us to not in arrogance put up walls between brother and sister, Lord God. Help us in your strength and in your power. Tear down those walls in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, you guys, I hope you've been enjoying this. Head on over to 5bythefire.org. Let me know what you're thinking. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and share. And I will see you back here tomorrow night on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.